US President Donald Trump has stopped short of scrapping his predecessor's landmark Iran nuclear deal, but says he will if Congress doesn't strengthen it, dealing a blow to the landmark agreement and acting in defiance of other world leaders. Mr. Trump says the Obama-era accord aimed at curbing Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief doesn't go far enough, and he's refusing to certify it, pushing the burden onto Congress to decide what to do next. Here's our North America correspondent, Stephanie March.
In a highly anticipated speech, Donald Trump has slammed Iran's level of cooperation with the landmark nuclear deal struck by his predecessor Barack Obama in 2015. Both UN and US officials say Iran is complying with the terms of the agreement, but the president says the regime is not doing enough.
While the United States adheres to our commitment under the deal, the Iranian regime continues to fuel conflict, terror, and turmoil throughout the Middle East and beyond. Importantly, Iran is not living up to the spirit of the deal.
Mr. Trump stopped short of pulling out of the deal, but is refusing to certify it, a process by which every 90 days the US president has to essentially tell Congress if the suspension of sanctions should continue.
I am announcing today that we cannot and will not make this certification. We will not continue down a path whose predictable conclusion is more violence, more terror, and the very real threat of Iran's nuclear breakout.
By not certifying it, he's put the onus on Congress to decide within 60 days whether to reimpose sanctions, a move that could kill the agreement. The president's also demanding lawmakers strengthen the deal by tackling Iran's ballistic missile program and removing the accord's 10 to 15 year sunset clauses.
In just a few years, as key restrictions disappear, Iran can sprint towards a rapid nuclear weapons breakout.
Congress is deeply divided over the deal's effectiveness. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan supports the president's decision to reevaluate it, while Democrat Nancy Pelosi says the deal is sound as it operates on proof, not trust.
It has set up the toughest detection, inspection, and verification framework ever negotiated. Threatening this agreement does not isolate Iran. It isolates America.
Other parties to the deal, Russia, China, Germany, France and the UK, don't want to see it renegotiated. But Mr. Trump is taking a hardline approach.
In the event we are not able to reach a solution working with Congress and our allies, then the agreement will be terminated. It is under continuous review, and our participation can be cancelled by me as president at any time.
The Trump administration's also announced new sanctions on Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard for supporting terrorism. This is Stephanie March in Washington, reporting for Saturday AM.